This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Wackadoo, bebopalula, mm-hmm. You know, wop-bop-a-loo-bop-a-lop-bam-boom. It's a word. It's just a made-up thing.
And Chad P.
And I'm sorry to beat a dead horse, but I don't understand why if the man's talent is enhancing your song, which will probably help you get more sales.
Class is in.
This is Rock School under a heat advisory down here in Louisiana.
That's right, because this show is so hot.
Oh, yeah, it's our fault.
Right.
The fact that the sun is baking us. No. Hey, good news for you.
What's that?
Guess who's going back out on tour?
Aerosmith.
That's right.
Woo!
And guess who's opening for them, do you know?
No.
Sammy Hagar.
Hey!
Yeah, everybody thought Sammy Hagar was going to be the new lead singer of Aerosmith. No, he's going to be the opening act.
Well,
my
cool.
guess is that was the fact all along, but it somehow got jumbled as it was coming out.
We have to be there.
I'll go.
We have to go.
If they come here, the problem with concerts in Louisiana
is all of the...
I'm not driving all the way. I've seen Aerosmith twice.
Well, I have too.
I don't need to see that. I'm not driving. Nah. Let's talk about if they come here, Louisiana.
We'll go?
I'll go.
Okay.
But I'm not driving to Atlanta. You know, it has to be Van Halen for me to drive to Atlanta. Okay. What do you know about Jimmy Page? As in the guitarist for Led Zeppelin.
Well, I know.
What do you know about him?
I know different things.
What?
Well, I know he was born in England.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know that he's an officer of the Order of British Empire for his charity work in Brazil.
Yeah. Charity work.
Well, that's what it said.
The fact that he brought gazillions of dollars into the Queen had nothing to do with
Brazilian charity work. He's even made an honorary citizen of Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, very nice.
Nice. Jimmy Page, interesting. In the occult, Aleister Crowley
used to live in his old home.
Yeah, yeah, and plays about 7 or 8 stringed instruments.
That's right. So. Did you know he used to be a session man?
I did. Yeah. Way back in the day.
What I did was I figured he has done so much session work.
Uh-huh.
Is there a show just on the songs that Jimmy Page played on? As a session man. So I went and I started looking around and I found these two great CD sets. They're both two CD sets.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's called Jimmy Page, This Guitar Kills, 60s Groups and Sessions. And the other one's called Jimmy Page and Friends. And they're both two CD sets. And they're expensive.
I bet they are.
I'm not kidding you. The first one cost me a pretty penny. But it's got a lot of great stuff on it.
That's great. That's great. You would come up with a show like this. You know, I do the playlists for this show so that this radio station here can report to our royalty reports.
Right.
And these shows that you do with these rarities, they're impossible for me to do the playlists on.
But I have the CDs, so you'll be able to take the information right off the CDs. Jimmy Page started as a skiffle musician.
What?
It's an early version of rock that was very popular in the UK.
Oh.
Kind of a skiffle beat. And it had banjos in it and sort of an early version of, I don't know, UK country. That's about the quickest way I can do it. And he played at this place called the Marquee.
Mm-hmm.
It was a place where, like what I'm thinking of, Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton would play.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys saw him from Columbia. And they started getting him to play on Columbia record albums as a session man. But it wasn't until he got to Decca Records that his career really took off. As a matter of fact, the first song that he ever played as a session man on for Decca was called Diamonds by Jet Harris and Tony Meehan, goes to number 1.
Oh, wow.
The very first one. And this is what it sounded like. Believe it or not, the guitar work on this song, Diamonds, is Jimmy Page. And it sounds like this. Rock School. Number one from 1963, that's Jimmy Page, believe it or not. Song's called Diamonds.
I think I read about some of this stuff. When he was doing this, didn't he become real popular to the fact that he had to start referring to himself as Little Jim?
Right.
So that people wouldn't confuse him with Big Jim Sullivan?
Big Jim Sullivan was also a guy. There were two Jims, so you either hired Little Jim or Big Jim. Mm-hmm. And what was funny is he, Jimmy Page, claimed that he didn't know how to read music. So if you needed somebody to read music, you brought in Big Jim Sullivan. If you needed somebody just to riff,
brought in Little Jimmy
you
Page.
You brought in Little Jimmy Page, which is why you have a lot of the stuff, a lot of the rock and roll stuff is done by Jimmy Page.
Right.
Because it would be just sit down, get the feel of it. Okay, man, blow, go. And he would take off. Okay, another one here. Have you ever heard of the Nashville Teens?
No.
The Nashville Teens were a Brit pop group that if you know Jerry Lee Lewis or Carl Perkins real well, a lot of their live stuff that was recorded over in the UK was backed up by the Nashville Teens.
Okay.
And they redid a real popular 1950s song called Tobacco Road. Why do we care? Well, one of their big hits, Tobacco Road, was backed up by who else? Jimmy Page.
Right.
And this is back when Jimmy Page was still using Fender equipment and not yet really playing leads. Mm-hmm. And it matters what equipment he was playing because the next song after this, it was one of the first songs that he plays leads and the first songs where he had his new Les Paul Black Beauty. Mm-hmm. But still, on this one, playing the Fender equipment, the thinner sounds, and still playing a lot of that chucka 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 skiffle type sound. And it sounds like this, Nashville Teens, it's Jimmy Page, believe it or not, Tobacco Road, Rock School.
I was born in a bomb. Mama died and daddy got drunk. Left me into dire grove in the middle of Tobacco Road.
This is Rock School as we talk about Jimmy Page, session man. You may know him from Led Zeppelin, but did you know before he got into the Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin, he was a top-notch session man?
And at this point, we're what, in 1964, 65?
20 or 21.
20 years old kid just having a ball. And Doc, I got some notes right here, and I know that we're not going to give it away right now because you want to play some other unknowns, but he played with some really big names.
Oh, yeah. Major, major songs, major, major people. And you would think, no, that's not Jimmy Page. Yes, it is. It's really Jimmy Page. Here's one called Leave My Kitten Alone. Like I said, we're only going to play one, maybe two more from people you don't know.
Yeah.
It's called Leave My Kitten Alone. Why do we care? It's one of the first uses of a Les Paul, fatter, thicker sound. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it's one of his first improvised solos. Okay, look, you got 12 bars. Blow a solo.
Just whatever you can come
just
up with.
Just let it go. So, and you can start to hear that little bit of, hey, it's Jimmy Page.
It does sound like Jimmy Page.
Yeah, so here it is. Leave My Kitten Alone, 1964. Jimmy Page, Rock School.
Well, you better leave.
What do you think? Did that sound like Led Zeppelin?
No, I really can't start hearing, you know, contributions of his guitar work in there.
And he's fast. I mean, at 20 years old, he's really fast.
He's got nothing to lose. He's a young kid just doing his deal.
Grip it and rip it. Now, let me ask you, you suggested on that sheet of paper you're looking at there, because you really did some prep work for this one.
Yeah, I tried to.
You say, okay, these are big names. You want me to play one more from an unknown, or do you want me to go into it?
I like the suspense, man. I say we do an unknown, because I got to ask you some of these stories that I'm reading right here.
Okay.
And I know one of them you know about, and I'm just baffled. I want to know.
There's a group called the Blue Men. The blue, right. As in, not the blue men, as in the guys that color themselves
the blue.
Blue
men group.
Yeah. You asked me what a skiffle is, what skiffle
I've
music
never
is.
Heard of that.
The blue men basically call themselves a skiffle group. So you're about to hear Jimmy Page playing what is generally regarded as skiffle. Now, it's rocked up a little bit, mm-hmm. but from 1964, this is a general idea of what skiffle was. It's a song called Reelin' and Rockin'. Play this one, and when we come back, I'll play you a song that Jimmy Page played on, and you say, I've heard that a billion times.
And never knew it was
and
him.
And never knew it was Jimmy Page. But first, the Blue Men, a quick look at what skiffle is. Reelin' and Rockin'. Believe it or not, the guitar is Jimmy Page right here. Rock School.
Sometimes I will, but again I think I won't. Yeah, sometimes I will, but again I think I won't. Yeah, sometimes I do that again.
Talking Jimmy Page right here on Rock School.
Skiffle.
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 Yeah, that was the nickname of it. You know, and it's just a word. It's a nut, you know, wackadoo, bebopalula, mm-hmm. you know, wapabalubabalabamboom, shadube. It's, you know, it's a word. It's just a made-up thing to take a look at the music. How do we describe this? Let's call it something. Skiffle.
That's the best you can come up with, skiffle.
Well, you know, we're not from over there.
Yeah.
All right, here it comes.
Which one are you going to do?
1965. This man's first American hit. If you look at the list of performers, all the guitar work is credited to Joe Moretti. I don't know who Joe Moretti is. However, that's the lead. All the rhythm guitar work is done by young James Page.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unusual. Here's Tom Jones.
Wait, I don't have Tom Jones on here.
Tom Jones's It's Not Unusual, all rhythm guitar tracks, Jimmy Page.
You're lying.
Rock School.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone.
Tom Jones, there you
see,
go.
See, to me,
it's
that doesn't
unusual.
Sound like him. I've heard that song so many times.
Well, I got to tell you, what's funny is when you get a hold of these CDs that I'm talking about, Jimmy Page, This Guitar Kills,
mm-hmm.
and Jimmy Page and Friends, both of these are available, and you have to sort of look around for them. Amazon has them and other things like that. But you hear him playing on Burt Bacharach. You hear him playing with major, I don't know how else to say it, orchestras and such. He was a session man.
Well, I'm not
what
used...
is needed is needed. I'm Are not... you a chameleon? Can yeah. you play what's required?
I'm used to hearing him blow out a lead. You know, to say that he played rhythm, I usually don't pay attention to the rhythm. So I guess, you know, that's where I got lost in the mix.
But that's him. Joe Moretti is listed. But if you get the actual tracks down, the rhythms were done by...
Unbelievable.
Ta-da, Jimmy Page.
When are you going to tell this story? The one that I asked you off mic a while ago.
I'll tell you what. There are two stories about major groups. One of them, in fact, both of them, have a deny factor in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to get to both of them before the bottom of the hour.
Okay,
so
cool.
We got to move right along. We'll do the Kinks first. We'll do the Who second.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Hi, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL, where Jimmy Page originally did session work.
That's
in Shreveport,
true.
Louisiana.
I don't think that's true.
You sure?
It might be. Yeah. Get us on iTunes. Of course, it's open 24 hours. And by the way, I didn't check it. You might be able to download some of these. Once again, Jimmy Page, This Guitar Kills, and Jimmy Page and Friends. Take a look at both of them, and you can hear a lot more of this. Back in a minute, Rock School. Let's stay in 1964 as we talk about Jimmy Page and his session work, the Kinks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of this comes from Kinks producer Shel Talmy. Okay? A lot of people think that the song You Really Got Me
uh-huh.
has Jimmy Page as a session man. That's kind of the rumor that goes around.
Mm-hmm.
Did he play on You Really Got Me? No. That's just end that right there.
Oh, he didn't?
He did play on the Kinks' debut album.
Yeah,
the
I
Kinks.
Have that, right.
He played rhythm guitar, mm-hmm. 12-string, and rhythm guitar, both acoustic, 12-string, and 6-string. Everybody agrees with that. Everybody says, yes, that's true. Ray Davies says, yeah, and Shel Talmy says, yeah. Did he play on You Really Got Me? No. Dave Davies says no, he never played. Shel Talmy says no, he never played.
Oh.
And Jimmy Page says, no, I never played.
Well, then
that
all right.
Was put together. Fine.
The no's have it.
However.
No, there just shouldn't be a however.
All day and all of the night. Ray Davies says, no, he never played on that song. We played on it. However, Shel Talmy says, yeah, he played the main riff. And Jimmy Page says, well, I might have played some riffs.
Oh, come on.
That. And so,
what?
When you listen to this song,
what?
It might be.
No.
It probably is.
Who answers like that?
He's trying to be nice. Come on. He's trying to be nice.
All right, well, wait a minute.
That's how you answer trying to be nice.
If the producer says yes,
yeah.
Why did
Ray Davies?
Yes. Why did he deny it? He wanted people to think it was him?
Yes.
Well, that's messed up, dude.
What do I know? Egos get in the way. So when you listen to All Day and All of the Night, it's probably Jimmy Page. All Day and All of the Night. Kinks, Page, Rock School.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
All Day and All of the Night.
I don't understand
probably
that.
Probably Jimmy Page.
You know, I know how we could solve this really quickly.
What's that?
Well, if he played on the song, he didn't do it for free, did he?
Oh, he checked payroll? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If he played on it, he got paid for it.
Oh, you think everything was done with a check back then?
I don't know.
They got a little brown bag of money?
We're not talking about all that.
And I want to meet Tuesday Weld.
Right.
Okay. The Who.
Yeah, this is the one I like.
Did he play on The Who? Well, maybe yes, maybe no. The Who's single, I Can't Explain.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, he played.
What?
He played rhythm backing. He played the rhythm backing.
Mm-hmm.
It says as plain as day that he played the rhythm. However, Pete Townsend did not allow him to receive credit on the record.
Why?
I don't know. Ego, drink, drugs, something. But, you know, I'm sorry, you're Jimmy Page. I'm Pete Townsend. Probably.
I don't understand that, dude.
Ego, that's what I'm assuming. But, you see, Pete Townsend isn't much of a lead player.
Okay.
When you hear a lot of quick leads, it's either a session man or it's John Entwistle.
Well, that's fine. So if Pete Townsend ends up taking the credit because he doesn't want Page to have it, whenever you go and play live, they say, hey, do that lead that you did on I Can't Explain.
And he can't.
Oh, I can't do it because
it's not me. It's not the lead on I Can't Explain. The one that he does credit Page with, the one that Townsend does credit Page with.
The B-side.
Is the B-side when you flip it over.
Bald-headed
woman.
Right.
And if you listen, it's kind of buried. It's at the end. But that little lead, that quick lead at the end, is Jimmy Page. And it sounds like this. Bald-headed woman, The Who, with Jimmy Page, Rock School.
I don't want no bald-headed woman who'll make me mean, Lord, make me mean. Yeah, I don't want no bald-headed woman.
There's The Who's Bald-Headed Woman, and that little lead kind of buried at the end. That's him. That's Jimmy Page. And stop yelling at me.
I don't have an answer for you.
I
realize that, Doc, and I'm sorry to beat a dead horse, but I don't understand why if the man's talent is enhancing your song, which will probably help you get more sales.
You should say, that's Jimmy Page. Isn't it wonderful that he's on my record?
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
And if you want to pretend that it's you, you would be expected to duplicate it at a show.
You'd be found out.
Yeah, you'd be found out. I would get caught in a heartbeat if I tried to discredit you for the research on this show. Yeah, I'd get caught.
Somebody would ask you, you know, tell me that fact again, and you'd get caught.
Right.
I
don't see. It must be a guitar thing.
I don't. Oh yes, it's guitarists.
You don't see drummers doing that. Excuse me. Is that Travis Barker on your up? No. No. Travis, did you play? Maybe.
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
Yes, it's guitarists. That's what it is. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm Joe.
I'm Chad.
Yeah, and Chad does all the research for this show. I'm just letting him do it. It's Monday, June 21st through Sunday, June 27th, and we have here for you, my tongue tripping all over the place. It's 7 days and 70 seconds. Go ahead, Chad. You researched it. Do Monday.
All right. Monday, June 21st. It's the first day of summer, so now it's going to get hot.
Yeah.
Back in 1975, Deep Purple founding member and guitarist Ritchie Blackmore left the group to form a new group called Rainbow, and it featured Black Sabbath vocalist Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah, good stuff. 20 years ago, Tuesday, June 22nd, New York welcomed his hometown hero, Billy Joel, back for the first ever rock concert held at Yankee Stadium.
June 23rd in 1975, the show is over for Alice Cooper because he fell off a stage in Vancouver, Canada, and he broke 6 ribs.
Yeah, and an earlier show, he almost hanged himself.
Dude,
the system didn't work.
Gotta be careful.
You gotta work for your art. Thursday, June 24th, 20 years ago, the first member of the mega teen group New Kids on the Block, Donnie Wahlberg, is injured while performing at a New York City concert when he falls through a hole in the stage.
Well, y'all about some clumsy rock stars,
I gotta say.
Donnie Wahlberg was great in Saw 2.
Yeah.
June 25th in 1995, to the dismay of their many fans, Pearl Jam canceled their tour because they had a disagreement with Ticketmaster and they didn't play another show in the United States for 3 years.
I have a disagreement with Ticketmaster. I'm taking my kids to see the circus down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Tickets were $15 a piece.
You disagree
with
that?
When all was said and done, it cost me over $100.
Wow,
with
dude.
All the fees and all of that. Yeah, I have a disagreement.
I think you may have gotten ripped.
Ripped, yeah, you think? Saturday, June 26, 20 years ago, longtime Grateful Dead keyboardist Brian Midland dies of a drug overdose in Lafayette, California. And 40 years ago, on June 27, British rock band Smile decides to change their name to Queen. Go ahead, tell them what rock tour t-shirt I'm wearing right here, buddy.
Queen
tour of the States. Absolutely love this one.
Man, okay. A lot of clumsy people in 7 days and 70 seconds
today, right.
Huh?
Back to Jimmy Page as a session man. Nobody denies this one, not even the lead singer of the band, Van Morrison. The band was called Them, and all that real quick guitar work right at the beginning, that's all Jimmy Page. Baby, please don't go. Rock School.
Please don't go.
Please don't go. Yeah. All right. they go, Van Morrison and the band Them. And oh, by the way, yes, he also played on the Van Morrison Them song, Here Comes the Night.
Nice.
And he might have also played on Gloria.
See, I didn't know that was him.
Yeah.
But thank you to Van Morrison for crediting him with the work that he did.
For having the guts to say it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, we played Tom Jones' It's Not Unusual early on in the show, and it was one of those, wow, that's Jimmy Page?
Yes.
64 was really his year. That was the year that he really did just session work after session work.
Mm-hmm.
In 1964, the album or the song that won Best Rock and Roll Song in 1965, the song was recorded in 1964. Believe it or not, the song was originally supposed to be done by the Drifters, but this woman, an English singer, heard it and went, don't sell that to the Drifters. I want to record it.
Okay.
And let's bring in a group of session people. And they said, we got this really young, hip guy. You want to record this instead of nice and slow? See, the Drifters would have done it nice and slow. And
right,
all that.
Right, right.
No, we'll pep it up. We'll do it hot. We'll do it rock and roll. Believe it or not, the guitar work on this is done by Jimmy Page. Here's Petula Clark. Things will be great when you're downtown.
What?
Yep. Rock school.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know.
From 1964, session work from Jimmy Page. That's Pet Clark in Downtown, a song originally supposed to be done by the Drifters.
I would have never known that to be him, and I wouldn't have believed you, but this show is full of eyebrow-raising moments.
Yeah, how about that?
A while ago with Tom Jones.
You know where I got a lot of these was off the Gibson website.
Uh-huh.
Gibson has a lot of pages that are dedicated to certain guitarists.
Cool.
And they have a picture of him. It was from a Session Man CD that was out there, and he's holding on to his first Black Beauty guitar, that Les Paul Black Beauty, the three pickup one. And it listed, you know, here are songs that you wouldn't believe are Jimmy Page, but believe it or not, are Jimmy Page. And Pet Clark's Downtown was on there, and I went, What? And I ran to look at track listings, and sure enough, there he was. Now, he's one of about three guitarists fact still remains.
He's still on it.
There he is.
I wonder what that song would have sounded like had the Drifters won the bid war.
I assume it would have been slowed down. They're known for, you know, On the Roof,
under
the boardwalk.
Don't get me wrong. Kind of thing. I'm not taking anything away from them. I think they're a great group, but I like that song as is.
Yeah, see, they put dancing. There's as much performance in it. They have the three guys moving behind the lead singer and such.
Sure.
They would have had to have much more performance into it, and you can't dance to one that's really clicking along like that.
You got any more?
Oh, I got lots more. Let's do another one by a young lady. 1964. This woman really connected with the Rolling Stones every time you hear her name, but had a career of music on her own. Marian Faithfull.
Uh-huh.
She
uh-huh.
re-recorded the Rolling Stones As Tears Go By, and I know people that like her version as much as the Stones, if not more.
Mm.
Probably because the guitar work is all done by, not the Stones, but believe it or not,
James E. Page.
Yeah, young James Page. From 1964, here's Marian Faithfull and her version of As Tears Go By. Jimmy Page at the helm. Rock School.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play.
You gave Jimmy Page's middle initial
incorrectly.
Is it incorrect? I didn't know.
Patrick Page.
Oh, it's P. I think.
Was that your attempt at an impression for Sean Connery?
That's right. My Sean Connery. We're going to do a few more here. We're slowly but surely running out of time, and I have probably 10 more songs. So when we get towards the end of the show, I'll just start listing the groups that we're not going to be able to play. Hello, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. These are facts that you can go ahead and steal and pretend you knew them off the top of your head.
As well as Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Thanks so much for running the radio show.
Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about Jimmy Page, Session Man. You have to think that even if the songs weren't hits worldwide, nationwide, they were hits in the UK, and they get picked up and used in song, in movies, and used as soundtracks, and used to sell products. What do his monthly royalty checks have to look like?
I was about
like?
To ask, are you implying that he's making some bank?
Oh, it has to be insane. I'm very soon, and I mean very soon, like within a month, going to put together a show on the, I think it's the London Sunday Times, every year publishes the richest musicians or people in music in the UK. And I figured that would just be a fun hour to hear the names.
No doubt.
And I guarantee he's on there. I don't know the list yet, but they produce it every year in, I think, April or May.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to be on there. And it has to be insane, the amount of money that the guy pulls in per month, because it's not just Led Zeppelin. He gets it from, you know, you think of all the bands we played, the Kinks and Petula Clark and Van Morrison. How often has Van Morrison played?
Yeah.
The stuff that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just the who he played with. In 1965, he played with, believe it or not, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I saw that.
The Stones had two phenomenal guitarists. Well, let's bring in Jimmy Page. Here he is from 65 on Heart of Stone from the album The Rolling Stones Now. But it's Jimmy Page on Heart of Stone, Rock School.
There've been so many girls that I've known. Oh, no, no, no. You better go. You better go.
This is Rock School as we do Jimmy Page, Session Man. Now, you wrote a quote or read a quote to me out of there where he said he seldom knew when he was doing session work what he was actually going to play.
Yeah, he was playing session work all the time, three sessions a day, 6 days a week, and he rarely knew in advance what he was going to be playing.
Which is what makes a great session man. Come in, play the track for him. You got it? Yeah, I got it. And boom.
Boom.
Off he would go.
Yeah.
And that was what you paid for.
Mm-hmm.
It costs money to roll that tape.
Oh, yeah,
it costs money to have all those people there. And you need a session man that can come in, listen twice, blow two or three solos, understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Here's your check. Goodbye.
Yep.
Do it as quickly as humanly possible. Save us as much money as possible.
But once he gets the word out that he's that good, he gets lots of repeat business.
Sure. Bring him in. And the companies just continue and continue.
Yep.
Joe Cocker had a debut album in 1969 called A Little Help from My Friends. You'd know it because it looks the picture on the front looks like a horror film. And his mouth is wide open. Guess who played on tracks 2, 4, 5, 7, and 9? I mean, just like a woman, sandpaper, Cadillac. But the one everybody knows is track 9, and it's the name of the album, With a Little Help from My Friends, the remake of, of course, the Beatles song. And the guitar work, you would think you'd bring in one of the Beatles. No, in 69, they were still writing their own stuff. Jimmy Page played the guitar work, and here it is. It sounds like this from Joe Cocker and Jimmy Page. Rock School.
What would you do? If I sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me?
Okay, time for one more break, talking about Jimmy Page, Session Man. Now, I don't have anywhere near all the people he played with, but here are just the people I brought.
Yeah.
John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, the Larry Page Orchestra, Burt Bacharach, Jeff Beck, he played on Beck's Bolero, the Yardbirds, the Firm, and of course, just a slew of other session people that if I laid out the names, we'd all go, oh, that's nice. Yeah, but
I got to hand it to you, man. I didn't think that we'd be able to get through a whole show on Jimmy Page without even mentioning Led Zeppelin, but you did it.
I can do an entire show on just people you don't know because of these discs that I had my hands on.
Mm-hmm.
But let's finish up with him. Him, Jimmy Page, inside his natural habitat.
What we know
what
him
do you
for.
Say?
Yeah, why we love him.
Yeah, we'll finish with Led Zeppelin.
The band that gave him credit for all the songs he played.
That's true. Here's Houses of the Holy. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed. Missed.